Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you very certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am voting.
Very certain, okay? And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
67.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm white.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. From 0 to 10?
Extremely 10.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. The first one is Sherrod Brown, a senator. You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Joe Biden as president?
Absolutely not.
Strongly disapprove or just somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
The next one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly disapprove.
Donald Trump as former president.
Strongly approve.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just let me know. The first one, Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression.
The ones just in Ohio, favorable, very favorable.
Okay, but Republicans in Congress in general, very favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable. Democrats in Congress in general.
Absolutely unfavorable for every one of them.
Okay. First Energy, the institution, First Energy, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Marcy Kaptur?
No, not favorable at all.
Very unfavorable.
Yes.
Okay, Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
The next one, Derek Merrin.
What position does he hold?
Derek Merrin. If you don't recognize the name, no problem. You can indicate it as well.
Yeah, I know who he is, but I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm trying
and
to think who he is. So that's all right. Skip over him.
Okay, the last one, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I will never vote for a Democrat ever again, period.
Okay. So if the election were held today, will you be voting for a Republican?
Yes, Republican.
If the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Derek Merrin.
Is there a chance?
He's running against her. Okay.
And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for the Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No way. I would never vote for her. No.
Okay. Now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Copter, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely... Okay.
Makes no difference.
And now this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. And again, after each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. And again, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it is true, please let me know. The first one, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Marin brought legislation to end mandatory leak-type testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, the statement makes no difference. More likely, or you don't think it's true?
I don't think it's true, and I'm still voting for him.
Okay. And the next one, after taking money from...
If put Donald Trump in jail, I'll vote for him, even if he's in jail, because he'll do a better job running the country from prison than what Joe Biden has done in the last 4 years.
Correct. Yeah, this is an opportunity to find out if you will continue supporting this candidate, even after hearing what the opponents say. And I need to read everything verbatim. So the next one is, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, more likely or not true.
I don't think it's true.
Okay. The next one. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sold extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. After hearing that, much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, more likely or not true?
Not true.
Okay. And the last three. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who vote to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age.
That's absolutely true.
No, but after hearing that, more likely makes the difference. Somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for Derek Marin?
I'm going to vote for him, but the statement isn't true. He never did that. Oh,
okay.
God.
So, yeah. Not true.
Right.
Okay, and the last two, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their job to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin votes no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic distress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even votes no on that.
That's not true either.
Okay. And the last one, Derek Marin wrote a bill that will define the crime of aggravated abortion murder. Marin's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Marin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reasons to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you still vote for Marin?
I'm still voting for Marin.
Okay. And now, the last two questions, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask you again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Republican.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
Conservative, but I'm not ridiculous. Like some of the Republicans are a little bit overbearing.
But which one shall I record for you? Not very strong Republican or strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? It's very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all.
Quality of what?
Politics in your personal identity. How important is politics to your personal identity? It's very important,
very,
somewhat?
Very, very, yes, very important.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.